It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded all this week at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, this is our brand new, well, we're actually on to episode 8 now, but it's our new weekly Saturday Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. So let me tell you what this podcast is all about. As you may know, during the week we record our podcast live. We broadcast it on our Facebook page, and that's how we generate phone calls and so on to make the podcast that we release during the week. But before we do the podcast bit, myself and Jeremy sit here in our studio and just waffle the arses off each other, basically. And actually, that didn't sound right, did it? Anyway, we just talk inanely. It is just banter between the two of us. And the reason we're doing it is to just build up the audience on Facebook before we start our podcast section of the show, if you know what I mean. And it's the most random conversations ever. So on this episode of Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version, episode number 8, you will hear a caller asking us to talk about her fella's permanent erection, why Jeremy would sniff interviewees if he was a boss, and my horror, and I still cringe at the thought, of what Jeremy actually does to his legs. All that and much more on this episode of Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. Let's start last Monday. Now, it's good to be here. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Opinions Matter.
Actually not.
It's not what?
I could name... Adrian just said it's... So it's
great
okay.
to be here.
Adrian just said it's good to be here, which that'll fit in. That's okay.
Yeah.
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 And I just said, by the way, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of the evening you're listening to. And Adrian said it's great to be here.
It is great to be here.
I just want to reply to that and say, I can think of about 50 different places I'd rather be than here right now.
Really?
Including,
yeah.
A doctor's table... Getting fingered up the bum. That's how much I don't want to be here at the moment.
Really?
Yeah. But by the way, I have to go later this week. Get your prostate checked. There's Mr. Cancer there.
He'll
tell you. Tell them.
Get your prostate checked.
The importance.
Well, if you're a man. Or if you're a person who has a prostate.
Does a woman not have a prostate?
No.
Why not?
Because it has a certain function.
What is the function? I don't. All I know is I'm getting mine checked this week.
Good.
And I'd rather be there getting that done now. And my doctor has very big knuckles. I'm just letting you know. Very big knuckled man. He has. Have you ever... I shook a farmer's hand at the weekend.
Interesting.
I've never shook. Is that the correct shook? Is shook the past tense of shake?
Whatever.
I've never shook. Shook?
Shaken.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Shaken.
No, I think it's shook.
I've never shaken hands. Yeah.
I've never shaken a farmer's hand before. And as you know, I was down in Wexford for the weekend.
You were.
By the way, I just want to say... We are huge in Wexford. Now, I'm not just making this up. Remember, I messaged you.
Yeah.
Everywhere I went in Wexford, there was people coming up saying, I love the podcast, which is great. I'm you always think that it's only Dublin people that
listen
to
this. No. Wexford.
But we are huge. There's two things that are huge in Wexford. Sorry, three things that are huge in Wexford. Opinions Matter.
Mm-hmm.
Strawberries.
Yeah.
Strawberries are massive. You can't go down the road without, like, strawberries. Do you want strawberries? And number three, thick hands and big knuckles. So I was on a farm. I brought the kids to a farm.
Right.
In Wexford. And I was greeted by the owner of the farm, who was a farmer.
Obviously.
Yes, he was. And he shook my hand and he had a... Oh, my God. His hands were like...
Shovels.
Yeah. Like, there was no saw... Like, my hands, my wife tells me when I'm caressing her. she...
oh.
You okay?
Yeah, go on.
Just because you've never caressed a woman. Literally never. And you've never been caressed by a woman. You don't know what it's like to have a woman run her hands all over you.
That's true.
Even that Thai massage you got in Bangkok, she wouldn't even touch you. No, Mr. Kennedy, me wear gloves. Is that racist?
Will you get on with your story? Yeah, it is.
Anyway, he shook my hand and it was like shaking a spade. Why have they got such big, and it was rough, but it was big. No, put it this way, you wouldn't let him check your prostate. You big fingers. That's all I'm saying. Why is that?
I don't know. Because they're hard workers.
But one would assume... Now, I didn't ask him this because it would have been very inappropriate to say, why have you got big knuckles, yeah? But one would assume, yeah?
Yeah.
That the days of... No, I don't know. I've never done any farming work or anything like that. I wouldn't last on a farm.
No.
No, wouldn't be my cup of tea, as they say. But I assume if you're a farmer, most of the work is done by machinery nowadays. So farmer doesn't have to use his hands.
But he obviously has to use his hands sometimes.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
So you know that... God, excuse me.
What are you talking about? Jesus.
I won't make that noise again. That's after affecting my lungs. You don't milk cows manually anymore, do you?
No.
Or you don't shovel up dirt anymore. Sure you don't.
So you're saying a farmer does nothing?
I'm saying, how did he get rough hands? How did they get rough hands?
Hard work.
Is that what it is? Yeah. What time do they have to get up in the morning?
I don't know. Depends on the farm. Depends on what he's doing.
Anyway, thank you to all our listeners in Wexford, because we are huge. Oh, sorry. Women do have a prostate.
They don't.
And they do. It's just there.
Women do not have a prostate, you fool.
There's such a thing as a female prostate, says Sean O'Meara.
There is no such thing as a female prostate.
I think you'll find there is.
No, there is. To do what?
But I don't know what the prostate does. What does it do?
It makes semen.
Is that what it does?
Yeah, that's one of its functions.
So you can't make semen anymore?
No.
Ah, you're only half a man. Oh, either can I.
Yeah.
Sorry, so out of the two of us, we produce zero semen.
Correct.
No, I produce semen.
Yeah.
You don't.
No sperm.
No, hang on. What do I produce? Hang on, let me try and work it out. So I still produce.
Yeah, but there's nothing in it.
Is that the same as you?
No.
Oh, you've nothing at all?
No.
Ah, Jesus.
Yeah.
It's game over.
But I don't want any children, you see.
No, but is there anything?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing.
No, the stuff that it comes in, what's that called? Oh, my God.
Anyway, can we get on with this?
No, I don't think we should. I had no idea. So that's what the prostate does.
Yeah.
That's its only job.
Yeah, so why would a woman have one of them?
But what about women that have really deep voices? You know those women, like, how are you, Adrian? Sorry, excuse me. Did you see the message on Facebook over the weekend? And had I remembered this, I wouldn't have mentioned prostates, because people think this part of the show is all about sex. But I want to read out a message for you guys. We get messages into our Facebook page wanting us to talk about the weirdest of things.
We correct? Do.
And we don't end up talking about them because, you're delusional. My brother-in-law is a dairy farmer and you still have to place the machinery on the cow's udders or tits, she says. No, that's all done automatically, isn't it?
No, the yolks have to actually be physically put on.
So you put them on and you just leave it there?
Yeah.
And then it makes the milk?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, some of the topics that we get sent into us on Facebook, you couldn't do anything about it. Sure you couldn't.
Sorry, I'm just reading about...
Oh, here we go.
About a gland that women have, Skene's glands.
What's that? What?
These glands are located around the lower...
We don't want to talk about glands, we're over glands now.
Yeah.
So right. I want to read out a message that came in on Facebook.
Yeah, come on.
Okay, and this girl, Emer, who has been on the show, actually was on 2 weeks ago, you said she was a great caller. This is the topic that Emer wants to bring up on the show.
Right, come on.
Okay, it has no connection to the conversation we just had, but, okay, talk about erections on your podcast. Right. Sometime, it will be a deadly topic. I'm scared off my... By the way, can I just stop?
Off,
I hate people to say off instead of off.
Yep.
You know, I'm scared off. No, maybe she is scared off it. But it's... Will you just tell people the correct English?
OF is of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go on anyway.
I'm scared off my fella's erection because it's always on 24/7. Even when we're having dinner in a restaurant. Now, I have gone to restaurants that I have got aroused by... Because I like food, as you know.
Yeah.
And there are certain culinary delights that would give me an erection.
Right.
Say one thing that would give me an erection, yeah?
So is she claiming that her fella is a permanent erection?
We'll come back to that. Now, you know what will give me an erection in a restaurant?
What?
What's that steak called that's on the big bone?
A T-bone steak?
No, not the T-bone. It's 1990. The other one.
What one?
That's a big bone coming out of it.
I don't know.
It's the most expensive steak you can get. What's it called?
I don't know.
We'll come back to that. Anyway, that steak would turn me on. Anyway, she goes on and she says, it never goes downwards. I told him that he's a freak and needs to go to a doctor. Please talk about this. You'd get loads of calls from Emer.
Yeah.
Now, Emer, I don't think we would get loads of calls if we talked. So my fella has... By the way, it's called a tomahawk steak.
Oh, a tomahawk.
Have you ever seen a tomahawk steak?
Yeah.
Now, that is arousing, isn't it?
No.
It's too much. Do you think so?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be shared.
Still too much.
You wouldn't need a tomahawk in your own.
Go on, anyway.
So she wants to talk...
She wants us to talk about erections.
The fact that her fella has a 24/7 erection. Now, I don't even know what the discussion is.
No, neither do I.
So she says in her message, yeah... I told him to go to the doctor. He's a freak. Can you please talk about this? You get loads of calls.
So what's the question we ask?
I don't know. See, when we get a topic into the show, the first thing we normally say is, what's the angle?
Yeah.
Or you always say, what's the row? Where's the row?
Yeah.
Who's going to argue about this?
What's the angle? Yeah.
Who's going to argue? No rows, no show.
But
I don't even know what people could argue about. So line one.
John. Oh, I have erections all the time. Line two.
Sonia.
Sonia. You're a pervert.
You're a pervert. That's a great topic, yeah. Actually. So in fairness, Emer, thank you for sending us the topic. But I really don't know.
What the angle is.
Well, 45 degrees by the sounds of it. Is it 45? Yeah, or is it 90 degrees? Well, in Adrian's case, what's that degree?
0 degrees.
No. Downwards. What? How many degrees is downwards?
I don't know. Anyway, sorry, Emer, is that her name?
Yes.
Emer, sorry, Emer. We don't think there's anything we can talk about. Unless you can come up with an angle for this conversation.
45 degrees.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No, I just
eye on it. Now, we could talk about your most prolonged erection. You know my erection story. Can I tell it very quickly?
If you have to.
Yes, we know this story. Remember, this was. Remember, I revealed all this on the nighttime show. I got a longevity erection once.
Right.
When we were in a hotel. Do you remember the story?
No.
So I was in a hotel called the... Can I name the hotel?
Is it relevant to the story?
Yeah, the Amber Springs in Wexford, actually.
Right.
It's a lovely hotel. And they have a lovely sauna in the area. And a jacuzzi. And I went into the jacuzzi. But didn't I sit on the bubbles? No, the bubble thing. I love that.
Yeah, it's great.
It's a lovely experience. But did the bubbles set something off? Yeah.
Right. So there you are. Are there other people in this jacuzzi?
That's the problem. Now, if it was just me and Mrs. Dixon, it would have been all good. And, well, she would have been happy and I would have been happy. But there was four other people in the jacuzzi. You know the little noise the bubbles make when they come up?
Yep.
Up to the top. Anyway, the bubbles gave me an involuntary erection. And unfortunately, the man that was sitting opposite me kept pressing the button to relaunch the thing. You know the way it stops after a couple of minutes?
Yeah.
No, he wasn't having that. So he kept pressing. Every time the bubbles would deplace, is that a word? Deplace.
Yeah.
He would press the button again and go, and the bubbles would come back up and little Jeremy would go back up. So Sue, my wife, said to me, come on, it's time to get out of the jacuzzi. I said, I can't get out of the jacuzzi.
How embarrassing.
And she says, why? I said, because I have wood. And she said, well, it'll go down after a couple of minutes. But every time it would go down,
you man of wood.
So I ended up spending about 20, I ended up, when I came out of the thing, I looked like, what's the movie with your woman? When she goes into the water and she comes out with fins. What's it called?
She comes out of the water and comes back with fins.
Yeah, with the 80s movie. The blondie one. She's blonde.
No idea what you're talking about.
When she wasn't in the water, she didn't have fins. When she went into the water, she grew a fin. I had scaly skin because I was in the water for so long. What's the name of the movie?
I don't know.
Big in the 80s.
I've no idea.
She has scales. How many movies have you seen where...
Mermaid.
Is that a movie? Maybe that was a movie. Mermaid. Anyway, I came out with a mermaid because I was in the water for so long. So I don't even know why I told that story, but let that be a lesson to all of you, that if you're going to a jacuzzi, yeah, that has to... Do not sit on top of the bubbles, because...
That could happen.
Well, not for you.
That could happen. Good afternoon,
splash,
everybody.
Splash, splash.
Oh, yeah, splash. That was a dreadful movie.
No, that's what I was doing in the jacuzzi. Splash, splash. Sorry, what did you just say?
Dreadful movie.
That is one of the... I'm sorry.
No,
we're going to have to end the show now. I suppose you don't like that other movie where your man falls in love with the mannequin. Do you not like that either?
No.
Do you even know that movie?
Dreadful movie.
Where he falls in love with the mannequin?
Yeah. Good afternoon, everybody.
We can never have
Welcome
a movie
Welcome to today's Opinions Matter.
Night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Big debates from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
People are like monkeys.
People are like monkeys.
They have to be trained.
What's that? What are you even talking about?
Well, when a monkey is born...
Yeah.
A monkey doesn't know how to juggle plates.
Most monkeys don't know how to juggle plates.
I think you'll find I met a monkey once that could juggle plates.
Yeah, he's probably drugged up to his eyeballs.
A junkie monkey.
A junkie monkey, yeah.
Okay, no, I was at a circus once.
Yeah.
And there was a monkey at the circus.
Yeah.
Hello to that monkey if you're listening. What was his name? I'm trying to remember his name.
But he doesn't work in the circus anymore.
Sorry, Sebastian was his name.
Right, but he doesn't work in the circus anymore.
Well, I don't know. I haven't spoken to him. I've never spoken to a monkey, can I just say. But there was this... I can't remember what circus it was. It was the one that I went out to as a reporter and got beaten up.
The one you got beaten up at.
Why are you repeating the word I said?
God, I'll send you again if you get beaten up again.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You didn't get beaten up at a circus.
I'll do it properly. Ladies and gentlemen, roll up, roll up. I once got beaten up outside a circus. Thank you.
What?
That's the story.
That's a made up story if ever I heard one.
End of the podcast. End of the podcast. That's all you need to know. Jeremy went to a circus, got beaten up by far-right agitators. That's what, by the way, anybody
that's
I don't
the
like,
answer to everything, yeah.
Anybody I don't like now, I just call them a far-right agitator. So there were people giving out about animals being used in the... remember your man, that prick?
Who?
I could write on a postage stamp the names of the people I want to beat up an alleyway.
Oh, what, only one name?
I don't know, I'm very small handwriting. Now, one of them is obviously your man.
Who's that?
You know.
Who is that?
The bearded.
Oh, that. Oh, yeah.
The lizard.
Yeah, the lizard. Dragon, yeah. Oh, yeah, the lizard.
The
yeah.
other one is your man. Remember, you always used to give out about us, and he always used to go to the... You used to protest about everything.
Who?
I can't remember his name. Anyway, he threatened to beat me up. So I was at the circus. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. In the circus, they had a monkey, a talking... No, he wasn't a talking monkey. This story's getting ridiculous.
Yeah, it is.
He was a monkey, a non-verbal monkey.
Yeah. Most of them are, can I just say?
No, they're not. Woo-ah! That's what they say. And he could juggle plates. And I don't even know how he ended up talking about this. No, sorry, what I was saying was, you can train a monkey to do anything. You could train a monkey to make an omelette.
Could you?
Yeah, you could.
I don't think you can.
Yeah, if you found a monkey, yeah, and you raised that monkey from birth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he'd be able to cook your dinner.
And at 1 year of age, if you started showing how to break the eggs, and I mean, you're making an omelette, it's simple. Jesus, you know, it's an easy issue.
So you reckon you can train a monkey to fry an omelette for you?
Yeah, you could. No.
How come I've never seen a monkey making an omelette?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying you can get a monkey to juggle plates.
You can't teach a monkey old tricks.
But it's not an old trick. You're juggling plates. How many plates can you juggle?
None.
Could you not juggle a plate?
No.
I can do 3 plates.
I'd smash them all.
Ah, no. Look, so you know, there's always 2 in the air at any given... No, sorry, there's 1 in the air at any given time.
I know how juggling works.
I don't think you do.
You can't... You're telling me that if you go home this evening and take out plates out of your drawer, your posh drawer that you spoke about last week...
It's called a Denby drawer.
The Denby drawer. Your missus would just stand there watching you juggle plates.
You know in the book, the way it has a little asterisk and it tells you an explanation, so I just want to do a little asterisk here. For those of you who don't know what Denby is, because most of you eat off cracked plates... In fact, I'd say most of you, as in the listeners, yeah, the povos, I'd say most of you eat off paper plates that you bought in Mr. Price. Maybe we can get it by a packet of paper plates in Mr. Price. I'd say most of you eat your povo dinners off those plates. Whereas in my house, we eat them off Denby crockery.
If you take your Denby crockery and start throwing plates in the air, your missus is just going to stand there, Jeremy, that's okay, is she?
Speak like that.
Is that what she's going to say?
No. I wouldn't use the Denbys to do that.
You'd use the paper plates.
I'd use the M&S ones. We have M&S ones. Very fine crockery M&S.
Now, go on. Tell me what happened to you an hour ago.
Oh, sorry. I have to get this off my chest. If I owned a business. Well, I wouldn't have the heating on, by the way. Sorry, Adrian has the heat night.
You can't win with you. Some days you come in here, it's freezing, like a fridge.
No, I'm getting blown here. I cannot talk when I'm getting blown.
Get on with it anyway. What happened to you an hour ago?
I was walking by a certain company that you would probably know very well. Very well, in fact. And I would know very well as well.
Right.
And there was people standing outside the company. Now, this was before the lunch break, and they were smoking. Now, I walked by 20 minutes later, and those same people were still smoking outside the company. I have a pain in my arse with smokers getting free lunch breaks, their fag breaks.
But they're entitled to a lunch break.
No, this wasn't during the lunch hour. So this company I happen to know...
Name and shame.
No.
All you're saying is people were smoking.
No, we'd implicate the said smokers, because you know that... It's maybe a company you used to work for.
Maybe a company I used to work for.
I would probably say you were sacked from a lot of companies, so that's leaving it wide open. So it was a company that Adrian was sacked from at one stage.
Well, I was never sacked from any company.
Oh, you were.
No, I was not.
Oh, you were.
No.
Oh, you were.
So this company that I used to work for, half the staff are standing outside the front door smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, it wasn't even on their lunch break. And then during their lunch break, when I walked by the said company, they were back out smoking during their lunch break. If I was a company director, yes?
Yeah.
Yeah? A CEO, if you will. Yeah? I would not hire people to smoke.
Oh, so in the job interview, do you smoke cigarettes? Yeah, I do. No, you're not getting the job.
What I'd be doing in a job interview, I'd sniff the interviewee. I'd sniff them. I'd go up to them and I'd go, sorry, no. So
that's why you're not the CEO of any company. Sniffing interviewees as they come in.
I'd sniff. So what's...
Oh, good afternoon, Michelle. How are you? Lovely to meet you.
What's the person called that does the interview?
The interviewer.
So I'm the interviewer, yeah?
Yeah.
And you're the interviewee.
Yeah, so I walk in and I sit down in front of you.
So you sit down and I say, so what's your name? Oh, so you're our 245. What's your name, number 245?
Adrian, yeah.
Adrian, so I'd come over and I go, how are you? And if there was even a hint of John Player Blue, even a hint of John Player Blue.
But you can't do that. You can't sniff people.
I would discriminate against so many people. Actually, message us now, straight away. Okay, no matter how stupid it is. And simply finish this sentence, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
If I was a company CEO, I would not hire blank.
If I was a company CEO, I would not hire blank. So you wouldn't hire anybody.
By the way, let's not get too serious and say I wouldn't hire immigrants. Because they're ripping us off. All right? Okay. So I would not hire smokers.
Really?
Because they are the laziest, smelliest people that I know. They are. Like you, how long does it take to smoke a cigarette?
5 minutes.
Such had given them up.
I have given them up.
How do you know how long it takes then?
Because I used to smoke. So I don't, remember.
How would you actually remember how long it took?
About 5 minutes.
Okay, so 5 minutes. How much does the average smoker have? Oh God, Angela's shots fired there. Angela wouldn't hire bald people.
Bald people, that's not me,
so that's not aimed at me.
What?
Balding is me, I'm balding.
Yeah, you may as well.
Yeah.
Get a tight haircut and it's all gone.
I'm actually going for one straight after this broadcast. Thank you very much.
And as Maria said, thank God you're not the CEO of a company. So if you went for an interview with Jeremy, he would sit opposite you and he would lean towards you and he would smell you.
I'm not finished. I have a list of people. Okay.
Oh, you have a list?
Yeah, so I wouldn't hire smokers. I wouldn't hire...
You worked with me for years and I was a smoker.
But I wasn't your boss. So I did, by the way, and this is all going to come out in my autobiography, which is coming out next year, Diary of a CEO, it's called. I tried to have you sacked so many times and we weren't together.
I'm so popular, you couldn't.
I literally tried to get you sacked so many times. No, I wouldn't. Oh, Amy, I agree with you. I wouldn't hire people who have pronouns on their CVs. I couldn't. I'm sorry, Amy, I couldn't.
So again,
you're right.
This will just show the sort of man that... So if a smoker walked in identifying as they...
By the way, I wouldn't hire people in wheelchairs either.
What?
Costs so much money to put ramps into a building.
But by law, you have to have ramps in buildings.
I can't have ramps. Like, no, because my building, doesn't have ramps.
So hang on. Smoker who is in a wheelchair and identifies as they...
Yeah, gone. Wouldn't even get the job interview. By the way, I'm joking about the... what's it called then if you slag off disabled people? You're ableist. Isn't that what it's called?
Yeah.
Of course I'd hire someone with a wheelchair, providing...
They bring their own ramp.
They bring their own ramps, yes. Thank you very much for that.
So you rock up to work with your own ramp.
Oh my God, Amy's in Norway. What a random place to have. We have listeners in Norway.
Send a staff email. Tell everybody.
I don't have to. Amanda, we've listeners in Norway. Here, all the staff know. I wouldn't hire overweight people either. Can I take back the one about the wheelchair? I was joking about that one.
Well, you actually weren't. Now you realise that you're in cancel territory there.
Cancel?
Yeah.
I've been...
If you want to work for me, if you're in a wheelchair, bring your own ramp. Your words?
I think that's a reasonable request. Thank you very much. Martin says he wouldn't hire someone who supports Liverpool. Now, I agree with you, Martin. I'd hire a mass murderer before I'd hire a Liverpool supporter. Although, how would you know someone is a Liverpool supporter?
Well, if they rocked in with a Liverpool jersey on, you might know.
Oh, anyone that even walked in with any jersey.
Really?
We once interviewed a girl who arrived in a Liverpool jersey.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Remember she gave us porn at the job interview? She literally gave us porn.
That's true.
And it wasn't your run-of-the-mill porn. It was what can we say? It was niche porn.
This is actually a true story.
Well, obviously somebody, it is. How could we make
somebody
up that
story?
Somebody
we interviewed for a job years ago rocked in, sat in front of the two of us and gave us both DVDs.
Yeah. This was a female Liverpool supporter.
Yeah. Gave us both DVDs of hardcore porn.
And we said to her, what can you bring to this job if you... And she literally produced porn. Now, it would have been rude not to watch it. So when I went home, this was back when porn was on...
DVD.
But, yeah. No, CDs.
CDs.
Rewritable CDs or whatever it was. Anyway, and I remember putting it in, and I can't say what the porn consisted of.
Right.
But it was niche.
It was niche. It
wasn't a niche.
I can't remember, actually.
It was for people with very specific tastes.
I can't remember. What was it?
No. But I can't say what it was. It was niche.
Anyway,
it wasn't run of the mill.
The individual didn't get the job at the time, if you recall.
No, but we still took the porn. Anyway, Martin, yeah, you're right. I wouldn't hire a Liverpool fan either. I wouldn't hire people with pronouns as well. Yeah, because I can't be dealing with mixing. Now, if you used to be John and now you're known as Nancy, absolutely fine. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'll call you Nancy every day. Yeah, but I can't deal. Like, are you she today? Are you they tomorrow? I haven't got time for that.
So you wouldn't hire them. You wouldn't hire somebody in a wheelchair.
Overweight people as well.
Overweight people.
Yeah, it takes them too long to get to the printer. So say, for instance, you're...
Smokers. No-go with smokers.
No-go with smokers. So say, for instance, your PA, your personal assistant, is overweight.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you say to her, Janice, because PAs are always called Janice.
Are they?
And you say, Janice, I've just printed out this month's invoices. Can you run down to the printer and get the invoices from me? I need those invoices. I have to send them off to Sean, because Sean deals with the invoices.
Yeah.
I have to send them off to Sean before 3 o'clock. And Janice... Oh. It's Janice trying to get up out of her seat.
So she's got emphysema as well, has she?
Oh, she's just...
Look at the state of you.
Oh, God, now I'm choking. But... The printer's down the other end of the building, so it's going to take Janice a half an hour to waddle down to... No, can't be dealing with... And then halfway to walk towards the printer, she goes out for a fag.
Yep.
Out the front. No, can't.
And Damien wants to know... I want to know, what was the relevance of the porn? Was she in the movie?
No.
Oh, no, she wasn't.
That's not what I mean, bestiality.
No, she thought she'd impress us by bringing us in porn DVDs. That's a true story.
That don't impress me much.
No, it didn't. It didn't.
Well, we cannot say... Well, you didn't even watch the porn, by all
means. No, I didn't.
We cannot say... I cannot say what the subject of the porn was, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? But all I will say was it was for a particular set of tastes. It wouldn't be for me.
Right.
Okay? That's all I'll say.
So the person didn't get the job anyway. That's the bottom line. But that's actually a true story, that somebody rocked into a job interview years ago and thought the way to impress these lads is to give them a porn DVD each.
Look, sorry, I wouldn't hire a vegan.
A vegan as well?
No, I wouldn't hire a vegan.
What business is it of yours, what they eat?
No, I don't want to be judged when I'm eating a ham roll on my lunch break. So say, for I'm the CEO of the company.
But you'll never be a CEO of any company now.
But your man became a CEO.
Who did?
Him. That fella. How did he become a CEO?
Oh, God knows.
Yeah, God only knows. Sorry, if I was a CEO of a company, and my secretary, was vegan.
Vegan, overweight smoker.
No, she's not overweight. She's lost all the weight. And her name is Audrey, yeah?
Yeah.
And I said, Audrey... You wouldn't nip down to centre there and get me an old ham roll. Oh, no, sir. I'm sorry, sir. That goes against my principles. I can't. I will not handle a ham roll. Get out. You've lost the job.
Right. So vegans, the list is too long now.
It's a very long list.
So you wouldn't be able to get any staff.
You haven't even given one.
You wouldn't be able to hire any staff.
Oh, no, I wouldn't.
None whatsoever.
I would hire myself because I'm none of those things. Yeah?
Brilliant. Thank you.
No, this isn't happening. You're not pressing that button, and do you tell me one person you wouldn't hire?
You.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
There we go. What are you doing?
Nothing.
What in God's name are you doing?
What's his name? I'm ambitious.
What's his name?
I don't know what you're even talking about.
You don't know who that
Why
is?
Why are you making that noise?
Good afternoon, Lickers.
Who's the Lickers?
Oh, they know who they are. They know who
Nobody
they
can
are.
Hear you, and that's pointing up to the roof.
That's what she said last night.
Anyway, good afternoon, everybody.
What? Isn't that a great answer to anything that anybody can say to you? Say something to me. Just say anything to me random.
You're a weirdo.
That's what she said last night. Say something else to me. It's my wife says to me many things. Get out of the house.
I'd say so, yeah.
You're on the fucking couch tonight.
Yeah, I'd say you've been told that a lot.
Yeah, you're in the garden shed. Don't come out until you've apologised. But the other thing that she says is that I am still going through puberty.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me.
Why, when do you stop going through puberty?
16, maybe.
Oof. Yeah. Jesus. So I'm 20 years past puberty.
20?
Yeah. Let's roll with that. 20, yeah.
You're nearly in the menopause.
Men don't get the menopause.
The male menopause.
Which is bizarre because it's called menopause. Are you doing, have you got this thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called a menopause and it doesn't affect men. Isn't that very bad?
It is bizarre, yeah. Bizarre. It is bizarre.
Anyway, she regularly says to me, because we'd be at the dinner table. Say last night we were at the dinner table having very posh food. Yeah. I know.
Last night, not McDonald's night?
No. That's tonight.
KFC in a box?
No. I haven't eaten from a greasy box in a long time. But last night we were having a very posh dinner. I'll tell you what it is, guys. It's irrelevant to the conversation, but it just shows how posh our household actually is. You know how posh our household is?
Oh, pricks like you live
in. No. We have a Newbridge cutlery, yeah? You know Newbridge?
Yes, I know what it is, yeah.
No, you just think Newbridge is a place in Kildare.
And there's cutlery made there.
But there is cutlery. We have a Newbridge letter opener at our door.
A what?
A Newbridge letter opener at our door.
It's a fucking knife.
But there's no need to curse. No need to curse there.
That's all it is.
Thrown in there for dramatic reason.
Yeah, but don't.
No, it's not. A letter opener is not a knife, believe it or not. It's slightly different to a knife. But when we get posts, because we get a lot of posts, a lot of invitations to events, and we're actually going to the British Ambassador's residence next week for an event.
Where is that?
It's not far from where I live.
It's not far from where you live.
Well, it's not far from where I live. That's all you need to know.
Right.
Very close to where I live.
So you're going to a soiree in the British Ambassador's residence.
Anyway, we got an invite to that.
You won't be let past the guards.
Well, we will, because I have the letter that says you are cordially...
Cordially. Come on, tell me exactly what it says.
Well, I don't have the invite here because my wife opened it with our Newbridge letter opener. And
sorry, who gets letters anyway? It's 2025, hello?
From the UK.
1972 is on the phone.
Sorry, the UK ambassador. How do you think the UK ambassador is going to invite me to...
The email. That's what everyone else does.
He didn't do that. It's a he, by the way. He said, you and your plus one are cordially invited to the British Ambassador's residence in...
To do what?
In Leopardstown, which is where it is. To dine and to have canapes. Now, most of you will know what canapes are because you think...
So, sorry, you're alleging.
No, it's not alleged.
You're alleging that a letter arrived to your house, to your personal address...
Yes.
..from the British Ambassador...
Sorry, I just realised that we're in shades here. I know that's irrelevant to the recording. People won't even know. But, yeah, go on.
A letter arrived from the British Ambassador to your home address, inviting you to some gig. No, you're weird.
It's a soiree.
You are. What's your man's name? That person who lives in a different world to everyone else. What's his name?
Bono.
Walter Mitty. That's you.
No.
Absolutely, you are.
It was invited to the British Ambassador's. Anyway, that's irrelevant. Anyway, we were sitting down having a posh meal yesterday evening. After we got the invite to the British Ambassador's residence, RSVP, which I did do, by the way, I RSVP'd.
And said what?
I'll be there. I'll be in attendance. Thank you very much. And we were eating chicken en croûte with a demi-glaze.
You're a fucking prick. Do you know that?
So there's no need to curse again.
Oh, no, there was. There is. There absolutely is.
A lot of people switch off the podcast because of your tongue.
Because of my tongue? Yeah. Because of your stupidity?
No, there's no stupidity here.
You're up your own arsedness.
Anyway, we were eating our... chicken en croûte with a demi glaze and a red wine jus over our...
That's just gravy.
...over our parmentaire potatoes. Have you ever had parmentaire potatoes?
So you have potatoes and gravy. That's really what you had.
You don't even know what parmentaire...
You had a roast chicken with potatoes and gravy.
Tell me what parmentaire potatoes
are. I have no idea.
There you go, because you're...
They're little small potatoes.
You're working class scum.
What are they?
You're literally...
A potato is a potato.
No. Parmentaire potatoes are the little diced square potatoes that are covered in...
In a frozen bag.
They're covered...
Out of the frozen section.
Yes, they were frozen.
That is correct. There you go.
Yeah. They're covered in oil and a bit of herb. You put herb on it. You put parsley, sage, parsley, rosemary, and thyme. Or is it parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme? I don't know what. But anyway, you put them on them. Anyway, I was having my parmentaire potatoes and my chicken en croûte and the red wine jus, which is a lovely meal. And my wife says at the dinner table, pass me the sauce. And what was my answer? That's what you said last night.
Oh, that's where we were going with this whole story.
I say that to everyone. So say something else to me random.
You're an absolute prick.
That's what she said last night. It's literally the answer to...
It's not. It's so 1994.
No, somebody is. Okay, just in the comment section on Facebook.
Your ma.
That's what she said last night.
Your ma.
In the comment section, just say random phrases and I'll be able to reply to it with that's what she said last night. It literally fits everything you can say. No matter what someone says. So there, Brian, I was with a girl last night. That's what she said last night.
Is that where we're at now?
What?
Your ma.
Anyway, that's the point. My wife says that I'm still going through puberty. Like even when we're on holidays and if I see a topless woman on the beach, I get giddy, I have to say. I do get giddy.
You absolute child.
I get giddy when I see tits. I'm sorry. If that's a weakness, that's a weakness. What?
You're such a child.
I get giddy when I see tits. I'm sorry. Shoot me.
That is the quote of the year.
What?
Jeremy Dixon. Renowned broadcast. No, oh, hang on. Jeremy Dixon.
Award-winning podcast.
Award-winning.
Okay, yeah. No, sorry.
Oh, there. Yeah, okay.
Listen to this noise, guys. Listen.
Yeah, that's our award.
That's a podcast award, but with just my name on it. It doesn't even have Adrian's name.
It has none of our names on it. It just says opinions matter, you fool.
Okay, this is Paul. Take your finger out of my arse. That's what she said last night. Oh, here's one from Alan. Get on with the show. That's what she said last night. Anything. Where were we?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I get giddy with tits.
Yes, the quote of this podcast is, I get giddy
when I see tits. Because we were walking along, as you know.
Do you find them titillating?
I do, arousing. We were walking along a beach in Fuerteventura last summer. And we're walking along a beach in Fuerteventura.
Sorry, Fuerteventura is a retirement home. What are you doing in a retirement home? It is. The average age in Fuerteventura is about 70.
Out of the two of us. Yep. There's two of us in this room. But my man, sorry, forget about you because you're a woman and you don't count. There's two men in this room at the moment.
Yeah.
Which one of us will be closer to grandfatherhood out of the two of us, would you say?
Could be me.
Well, no, there's no could be. Theoretically and mathematically and scientifically, who's closer to being a grandfather, you or me?
I am.
Thank you.
Because my daughter's having a baby in June.
Oh, she, you already said that.
But you know that, so why did you even ask the question?
But let's not milk that one for likes.
So, why not?
You've already milked cancer. Let's not milk babies as well,
you
okay?
You prick.
Come on.
You absolute
prick.
You
literally milked cancer for ratings.
No, I did not.
Oh, you did. And then you're going to milk being a grandfather for ratings.
Yeah, absolutely.
I will not stand over that. I'll leave the podcast.
What?
I'll leave the podcast.
See ya.
Sorry.
Katie's just outside that door waiting to pounce. Okay. Be warned.
You stay there, Katie. Let's see. I can't even remember what that conversation was all about.
It was about you getting excited by a pair of boobs.
Anyway, yeah, we were on holidays in Fuerteventura.
Oh, and I was saying that it's old people go to that place.
We were in the capital of Fuerteventura, which is...
I have no idea.
Corralejo.
Oh, yeah, boring kip. It is.
It's a lovely little...
It's not boring.
It's a quaint little fishing village. We were in Corralejo one day, and there was two voluptuous, is that the word? Can we not say voluptuous?
So are you telling me that you're walking along the beach with your kids and your wife, yeah?
Yeah.
And you're there, look at the titties on her.
I can hear you.
Buy us a coffee, will you, the girls?
Oh, God. No, I don't do it that way, but I jump up and down and get a bit...
So hang on.
No, hang on.
You're walking along with your wife and kids and you see a topless woman, you go...
Can we edit that bit out of the podcast?
No, we can't. It's staying.
That makes me look like a creep.
It does.
It literally makes me look... That bit will be edited out of the podcast.
Jump up and down.
No, but oh, I'll turn around and look at her, and her arms will be folded like so. She just goes, "Oh, you fucking child."
Yeah, she's right.
I'm like, "Have you never, ever, ever grown up?" And then I say to her, "That's what she said last night."
Welcome to today's opinions.
Do you not like boobs? Seeing boobs on holidays?
I don't jump up and down.
The places you go on holidays now, the boobs are on their lap at that stage.
No, that's where you go.
No,
that's
no.
where you go.
So you went to Pompeii. Nobody under the age of 50.
Well, no, they're all dead in Pompeii. The big volcano actually.
They've lava tits.
There's a place you should visit. You get all excited.
Why?
There's about 50 brothels in Pompeii.
Sorry, I've never been in a brothel.
Well, you can go.
You don't pronounce the H in brothel.
You can go to a brothel in.
No, you're pronouncing it's brothel.
A brothel?
No, the H is silent.
A brothel?
Yeah, the H is silent in brothel. Sorry, there's brothels in.
In Pompeii, yeah. Loads of them.
But are all the prosies not covered in lava?
No, they're all gone now, but the buildings are still there.
So the men in the brothels, you could say, they're as hard as a rock.
Correct.
Literally. And is that all there is to see there?
What, brothels?
So is the story...
Go educate yourself. Visit the place.
No. So is the story then, let me just get this right before we move on. that God doesn't like brothels.
So that's why he made the so volcano
God
erupt.
God sent a volcano because there was eruptions going on in the brothels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And God erupted and...
And God said, I'm not having this. And he sent a volcano to kill all the prosies.
That could or could not be true.
But was God not friend with a prosie?
Hmm?
Who's your woman that was the prosie that he was friends with?
Oh, Mary Magdalene.
That wasn't God. That was Jesus.
Yeah.
Are Jesus and God the same person?
It depends on your belief.
But I don't have any belief. So
he's the Father, the Son and the Holy Ghost.
So God's basically... sent lava down on all the brothels.
Basically,
would you ever go up to Parnell Street? It's full of them. Full of brothels, Parnell Street.
Good afternoon and welcome to today's
Good afternoon.
Opinions
Say hello to Grandad.
Don't be milking it.
Oh, no, I won't be milking
it. I'm not a Grandad yet.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. That's probably just as well.
Where have you to be after the show today?
You have no skills.
No, none whatsoever. None.
You have no skills whatsoever.
Where have you to go today?
No, I just want to say this for a moment. You're... And I don't mean...
Is this going to be... Somebody said to me the other day that I have to put my foot down.
As soon as you say somebody said to me the other day... That person
does you want to put your foot down and stop that vixen prick bullying
that
you.
Is,
bullying you. That's what you're doing.
I'm a bully?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's constant. It's never ending. So go on, what were you going to say?
Speaking about putting your foot down.
Yeah.
Did you know in school, I was the class champion.
You were the class clown.
Well, I was the class champion of standing on one foot for the longest amount of time.
Wow, what a claim to fame.
I can literally, because I have good balance and good core, I can stand. Now, there's no point in me doing it.
I was about to say, this is a podcast.
It's a visual thing.
So because this is audio, yeah, you could just say, I'm doing it now.
Well, no, because I'm sitting down.
No, but nobody knows that. No, if you're listening to us, nobody knows you're sitting down.
I can literally stand on one leg.
Yeah? Brilliant.
Like, what's the bird that stands on one leg?
Big Bird.
No.
The yellow fella.
No, Big Bird had two legs. Very big legs as well.
So there's no bird with just one leg.
There is. The ones, they're in the zoo.
But he chooses to stand on one of them. He only uses one at a time.
Oh, Jesus, what's he called? Anyway, there's a bird in Dublin Zoo. She works in the ice cream stand. Fiona is her name. Hey, Fiona, how are you?
You sexist prick.
Oh, no, that's not sexist. It's actually very good that they gave a woman a job. That's not sexist. I support. Anyway, there's a bird in Dublin Zoo. Hey, Fiona, if you're listening. See you next weekend.
What's the name of the bird?
Fiona. She's a very nice girl. Very nice. Always serves ice cream with a smile.
Will you get on with your story?
There's a bird. No, we were talking about the bird first. There's a bird, and it's a pink bird, and there's loads of them in Dublin Zoo. They're in the African plains.
And they stand on one leg. Yeah. But they do have two legs.
I don't think they do. Where's the other leg?
What use is one leg to anybody?
Well, you say that to Paul McCartney's ex-wife. She only had one leg.
I know, but not by choice. She didn't wake up one day and say, I've decided to only have one leg.
Oh, was she not born with one leg?
No.
Oh, what happened to her?
She had a car accident.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jeez, I better not make a joke about that.
No, you better not.
That's awful.
Yeah.
That's is she the one that took him to court and got
screwed
rid of him?
Yeah, screwed him.
Now, I thought when she was taking him to court for divorce, yeah, I said to myself, she won't have a leg to stand on.
But she did. She had one.
Yeah, she got loads of money out of them as well.
She did.
Anyway, those birds, the pink birds. Yeah?
They're called flamingos.
Flamingos, is
yes,
that what they're called?
Okay. They are. There used to be a nightclub in Dublin called Flamingos.
What the fuck?
Yes, there was back in the day.
Yeah. Different.
Still Organ.
Different generation.
Still Organ.
That's what happened.
You used to go
wasn't
there.
Wasn't even born. Wasn't
you
even
You were
born.
In the hotel only a few weeks ago.
Wasn't even born. So it's just Hollywood Nights.
It was Flamingos before that.
Ah, in the 60s.
No.
When they were playing music.
There was a nightclub called Flamingos
in
Dublin.
They were playing music on gramophones. Anyway. That bird that only stands on one leg.
Yeah.
Fiona. Hey, Fiona. Anyway, the point is, a flamingo? Is that
yeah.
what it's called?
Flamingo, yep.
Can stand on one leg for hours on end. Did you know my record of standing on one leg is 40 minutes long?
Can I ask you a question?
Well, of course, you know, that's the purpose of the show, is you can ask
Why,
Delilah?
Would you want to stand on one leg for 40 minutes? Just answer me that. Why would you want to?
You see, you will never understand this because you have no skills.
Why do you need that skill then?
Here comes the bullying part. You've underachieved all your life.
Oh, that bullying.
Yeah,
bullying.
You were never good at sport.
Hang on, B-U-L-L-Y.
Many medals have you...
Bullying.
It's a spell. How many medals did you get in sports?
None. Absolutely
none.
Zilch.
Underachiever. Underachiever.
Bullying.
No, that's not... That's statement of fact. So you've no claim...
I am going to take you to...
The cleaners.
The cleaners, yeah.
But you've no claim to fame. You've no achievements in your life.
I have loads of achievements.
Like, if you go into the house that I grew up in, yeah, there's a wall dedicated to me and it has like...
It's a freak show. It's an absolute freak show.
What were you doing in my the house I grew up in? It's very, very weird. No, but there's a wall and like it would have
it's
my...
It's like a shrine to Jeremy. Yes, it's a freak show.
It would have my college credentials.
It is a freak show. No,
it would have my college credentials on the wall. It has all my plaques.
And your sister doesn't even get a look
No, because she was underachiever as well, like you, underachievers. But it has like all the plaques I won and like footballer of the year and all this sort of stuff.
You were never footballer of the year.
Okay, I bought that plaque myself in the shop. Okay, I did. That's actually true. But my point is, one thing that I can do really well is I can stand on one leg for about 40 minutes.
But again, I have to ask this question.
I'm like a flamingo.
Why would you want to? How did you discover that you're so good at this?
Because we were out in the yard one day in school. And
you said, come on, lads, who can stand on one leg the longest?
Well, it was they were doing all different, you know, young fellas. This was in secondary school, you know, let's measure each other's mickeys and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't do measuring mickey competitions.
Good, yeah, good.
I did one once in Ibiza.
Huh?
I was at a measure of your mickey thing in Ibiza once.
Were you?
Yeah.
Weird.
No, it was great. And
did you win?
No, that's why I'll never take my mickey out in public again. I'm a very small mickey.
Go on anyway.
But the one thing that I was good at, I knew, and I said, oh, I'll be able to do it. And I stood up. And in fact, Adrian Kennedy, when we lived in Cleary's Window,
yeah,
the trainer, remember trainer used to come into us every day and train us?
Yes, I do.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, and one of the things they did was actually standing on one leg. Yeah,
with your eyes closed. Yeah. And he said,
it's hard.
And he said to me, I'll never forget these words. He said, why did you shave your legs?
That's exactly what he said.
I couldn't answer the question. And then he said to me,
do you still shave your legs?
No, I wax them. And
what?
Yeah, I've always waxed my legs.
Why does a grown man wax his legs?
The southern hemisphere of my body.
Right, the lower half.
So anything from the belly button down, you wouldn't find one hair anywhere.
You wax your legs?
Every part. There's no hairs in the southern hemisphere. Now, up on top of a bit on my chest and a bit of hair on my arms. And once you go below the belly button...
But why do you wax your legs?
It's like, you know, when your mother used to hang the turkey. Remember, she used to hang the turkey up in the kitchen? And
I used to think that you were joking when you said that.
No, I didn't do that for... Anyway, that's the...
No, it's not here nor there. You're a grown man who waxes his legs.
No, I haven't done them in a while. I don't think the hair just...
Do you cross-dress?
Well, why? Have you a problem? Are you going to...
No, because, if you're a cross-dresser, maybe waxing your legs would be a thing, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, do you dress up for your wife when you go home in women's clothes?
I do dress up as in some evenings I'll eat dinner in a tuxedo.
No, I'm asking do you dress and drag, like?
Oh, no, that's
so
not...
So why are you waxing your legs?
That's not my...
I know a drag queen, yeah, who's regularly in dresses, and he...
Carl!
Yeah, waxes his legs because...
Carl waxes his legs, yeah.
It's appropriate. Because he's in dresses half the time. Are you wearing dresses when you're at home?
No.
So why are you waxing your legs?
Because I just don't like hair in the southern hemisphere.
You're a weirdo.
Anyway, the one thing...
Baldy dicks.
The one thing that the trainer said to me that day was, Jeremy, why do you shave your legs? And then after that, he said, I have to say, Jeremy, I've never seen anybody be able to stand on one leg...
So well.
It's just the one thing that I can do.
You're diverting this conversation. Michelle just said, oh, sweet baby Jesus, Jeremy's waxed legs just threw up me lunch.
Yeah, well, Michelle, you could do with waxing your Ronnie. So there you go.
What?
Waxing your moustache.
Such a child.
Yeah, wax your moustache.
Why don't you just say your ma, like we were talking about earlier. Your ma.
Maybe you should get a bit of waxing strips, Michelle. Wax the old Ronnie off your face. There you go.
Okay, Angela says, my dad is a cyclist.
Why is he called a Ronnie, by the way?
I don't know. My dad is a cyclist and he beats his legs all the time. That's fine because he's a cyclist, yeah?
Yeah.
And they do it for aerodynamics and all that.
That's bollocks.
But why do you do it?
That's bollocks because hairs don't slow you down on a bike.
Well,
no,
why?
Not at all.
But what's your excuse?
Hairs do not slow you down. If that were the case, Roderick O'Gorman has a bit of hair.
Right.
Doesn't he?
I don't know.
He has a beard.
I mean, he does have a beard.
Yeah, so I'd imagine he's a hairy man. And imagine Roderick is...
And he's on a bike all the time.
And he's on a bike all the time. Do you ever see Roderick O'Gorman going slow on a bike?
No, probably not, no.
So that's the point. Okay. Anyway, I don't even know what the point of the whole conversation was. What was I going to say?
I don't know.
That my skill is...
Standing on one leg.
Is standing on one leg. And one of these days I will... Maybe I'll do a Facebook Live later on our page... Where I will literally stand, so I can stand up. So, hang on,
so can you stand on one leg whilst waxing the other leg?
Oh, look at this, though. In fact, I look because I can talk. So there, I'm doing it now. Now, how long did you last doing that? And I folded like a pelican. Is it a pelican?
I'm not arsed. That's
what
the thing.
You're not arsed?
I couldn't.
But what are your skills?
Is that your skill?
That's my skill.
Your skill in life is standing on one leg.
Literally, I could.
That says it all.
Well, what's your
skill? Ladies and gentlemen, we've just found out this man has one skill.
And you have zero. No.
And the skill is standing on one leg.
Yeah, I can stand on one leg. I could do this all day. Now, can you tell people who cannot see this because it's a podcast, am I still standing on one leg?
Yeah, you are. Whoop-de-doo.
And is there any sign of me falling over?
No, stay there for the whole day for all I care.
What?
Stay there for the whole day.
The fact is you can't even stand
up. We get all the staff in the hotel to come up and look at this marvel of humanity.
But it's quite impressive. What is your claim to fame?
Well, it's not standing on one leg anyway.
Oh, I know what your claim to fame is.
Bullying now. Bullying. I've written it down.
This is not bullying.
Go on.
You were handed a late night talk show by, remember your man Chris Barry?
Yeah, and they made it the most successful show of the decade.
You lost half his audience.
No, I did not.
Half his
most
audience.
Most successful show of the decade.
And who produced that show?
Some clown who stood on one leg.
Look, I'm still standing. People will not believe. Will you tell them the truth? Am I still standing on one leg?
Yes, at this moment you are. Wow.
I'm still standing.
Yeah.
There you go.
Live from our studios in the White Sands Hotel, Portmarnock, Dublin, it's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion counts.